This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's been in jail since his arrest earlier this month, but today, Jack Teixeira has a detention hearing. He is the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Justice Department already has filed court papers saying that releasing the 21-year-old while he awaits trial could be a grave threat to national security. Prosecutors say Teixeira could still have access to secret national defense information.
Teixeira has not yet entered a plea in the case. Former President Trump tried to block it, but a federal appeals court has cleared the way for former Vice President Mike Pence to testify before a grand jury. The panel's investigating efforts to undo the results of the 2020 presidential election. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the takeover of its theme park district. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The corporate kingdom finally comes to an end.
Disney alleges the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law that bans classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity, a policy critics call Don't Say Gay.
We had a little bit of a tussle.
Earlier this year, DeSantis framed it this way.
Disney came out against something that was really just about protecting young kids and making sure that students are able to go to school learning to read, write, add, and subtract, and not having a teacher tell them that they can change their gender.
Disney accuses DeSantis of weaponizing government power against it for expressing a political viewpoint with which he disagrees. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tragedy overseas. At least 7 people have been killed after a car on a moving passenger train caught fire in Pakistan. One of those who died was a woman who jumped out of a window of the moving train. The Dow fell 228 points yesterday. This is AP News. The AP's Sagar Magadi with talk about President Biden's age.
President Biden is downplaying concerns about his age as he starts his re-election bid. He's the oldest U.S. president. Just don't ask him how old.
I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
But it does with many Americans. The president's 80 and would be 86 at the end of a potential second term. He wants them to focus on his accomplishments, not his birthday.
And they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
He's already released his first campaign ad, billing himself as a defender of freedom, heading into what's likely to be a tight race in a bitterly divided nation.
I feel good. I feel excited about the prospects.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cedric the Entertainer has a novel coming out. It's called Flipping Boxcars, about 1940s crime fiction. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.